Renault, but how in the world is even as good as Jason Garrett is about chopping wood and week to week and focus on your next appointment, how do you convince a team that they don't just blow somebody out even before they play on Sunday?
You know, it's funny because after they won in Washington, I was talking to one of the players and I said, you guys are going to be like a 20-point favorite on Sunday against Miami. And he said, we can't win or lose. I said, what do you mean? He goes, if we blow them out, you guys are going to say that's what you're supposed to do. And if we beat them by like 3 points, you guys are going to rip them. And then I said, that might be true, but just win the game and don't worry about the other stuff. So it is going to be this is a game they can't win or lose. This is a game they can't win because it's supposed to blow them out. And if they struggle, then we're going to say, well, why are you struggling against the Dolphins? You know, forget about the fact that the Dolphins are a professional football team as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a very challenging afternoon, I think, for Jason.
Calvin, Xavier Woods got hurt on the last series of the game against the Redskins, and now he's out 4 to 6 weeks with this high ankle sprain, or at least that's what it appears to be. How big of a loss is this, considering he was playing really well, he had one of the best camps of anyone, and is it Darian Thompson, or how quickly does maybe Donovan Wilson see the field?
Darian Thompson's going to start against Miami. Donovan Wilson is better. I think he's closer to really getting some significant playing time because I really like what he did in the preseason. And with your boy Woods out for 2 to 4 weeks, this is a good time to see Thompson and probably even Donovan Wilson get some playing time. So it is unfortunate that this happened because I think he was playing really good. But, hey, this is the NFL and guys get hurt all the time.
All right. Be honest with me, Calvin, because I don't remember exactly what you wrote when Devin Smith was picked up by the Cowboys in the offseason. And I, knowing me and the lack of attention to detail on occasion with these offseason pickups, probably just said, okay, didn't think much about it. What did you think when they picked him up, what his chances were to make the team?
They were limited because he was coming off two ACL injuries. And I remember him with the Jets, and he just could not get healthy. And he has a lot of speed. A lot of teams liked him because he's out of Ohio State. He's a pretty good route runner. But his health was holding him back. So I didn't really think much of him. And then as we got to the early part of training camp, I still didn't think much of him because we were talking about Jonvea Johnson and Reggie Davis, you know, and Jalen Guyton. And then all of a sudden he just emerged with Cedric Wilson as camp progressed and as we got into the preseason, and he made the team. And, you know, he didn't really wow me in the preseason, but he was better than the young kids. And then, obviously, we're in Washington, and he makes that great catch, that 51-yarder. And I'm like, oh, this is what they've been talking about. He's got great speed, and he runs good routes.
How ready do you think Tristan Hill will be to step in as long as Antoine Woods is still struggling with this knee injury?
I think Tristan Hill will be ready. I think the problem for him is the effort and the want to. And Rod Marinelli, the defensive coordinator, is always pushing Tristan Hill and saying, we need you to do more. And, you know, you need to get after it more. And you need to be ferocious. And, you know, you need to be the engine for this defensive line. And you just don't see it. He's got a real quiet demeanor about him. He's a very nice man, young man, but you need to see that killer instinct in him. That's what Marinelli wants. But he's going to get some time with Antoine Woods out. I don't think he'll start. I think Chris Covington will start at nose, and then you'll see Tristan come in on occasion. But this might be it for him in terms of sitting out, and this is your time to show everybody why they drafted you in the second round.
Yeah, He has everything, the physical tools, correct? Is it a motor issue or what? Is it a motor issue? Is it because, you know, there was a little red flag or two, which you always see that on occasion. Was it because because of the staff and all that change, which I really kind of ignored that, although that might be an issue. But what is it with him then?
I think it's just learning what the NFL is about. A lot of these kids, they come from the college game and they get to the NFL and they realize these guys are bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, or you might be big and someone else is big and they might be stronger than you, and you just have to take your game to another level, you know. And it's kind of like you go from a Yugo to a Mercedes. You know, you're just in a whole nother stratosphere of everything, and you got to make that adjustment to it. And so that's the biggest thing for him is just, hey, I'm in the NFL now. I've arrived, you know, and now I got to make some plays because they're paying me to do that. So I think, you know, being inactive the first 2 weeks was a wake-up call for him. He even did admit that he was surprised that he was inactive in week one. So he understands the business side of it. It'll be interesting to see how he plays against the Dolphins.
With Robert Quinn coming back this week, what does that do to the defensive line rotation? What does that mean for Tyrone Crawford and everybody else?
Well, I think Crawford might miss the Miami game because he's got a hip issue that's been bothering him since last season, and he re-aggravated it late in the first half. So we might not see Crawford, but that might be a good thing because Robert Quinn has been fantastic until he broke his hand, and obviously he got suspended for PEDs. But Quinn is a professional. He's really good at what he does. Jerry Jones has been raving about him. He's fast off the ball. Now, the pass rush, if I could find one negative thing about the Cowboys, it would be the pass rush. And now adding Robert Quinn to this defensive line is going to be a boost.
Now, they had the one sack. Tyrone Crawford had the big sack on Keenum. But there were also, in the Redskins, struggle with the offensive line and have now for the last, on and off because of injuries. But this offensive line without Trent Williams and company – but they had two or three, whatever, four holding calls. Shouldn't at times that be considered almost, not statistically, but as a, if you look at it as a sack?
What do you mean? Like, if the offensive line is holding a defensive player?
Yeah.
Yeah, in some ways, yeah, because you got beat. So now you're trying to make sure your quarterback doesn't get, you know, hurt. So you're tackling a guy or holding him up on the neck or grabbing his jersey. Yeah, in some ways, yes. I think Connor Williams had a rough day in Washington. I think your right tackle also struggled. Lyle Collins also had some issues there. But other than those two guys in the Washington game, overall, I think the line has been great. I just really think it has.
Is there anything that concerns you through the first 2 weeks that they haven't done well?
I think defensively, concerns, but they haven't gotten to the quarterback enough. They haven't, you know, created turnovers. You know, I saw Xavier Woods almost had a pick in the game. The first pass play of the game by Washington, they threw a deep ball to Byron Jones, and he's like knocked it down. And I'm like, why don't you catch the ball?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not creating these turnovers. They're not getting to the quarterback. And when you get into the heart of your season and people figure you out, those things will come back to bite you because I don't believe they could keep up this pace offensively for a full season. Maybe they can. I don't know. But there's going to be a time when the offense is not going to be clicking. So you're going to need your defense to, like, play the field position game, get teams off the field, create a turnover, get some pressure on the quarterback. And when that happens, I think you'll see a complete game. And that's something we have not seen from them.
Calvin, how hard is it? I know what I look at, and we see Miami and what they are. But we can't. We're not going to play the game. We're going to cover the game, or whether we're at the game or watching it, whatever. But how hard is it? You have Miami, and then now all of a sudden Drew Brees is gone. And so the Saints, who would have been one of the tests you get early in the year, how hard is it as a player to kind of just look around and Cam Newton's out for a while and here goes Ben Roth. Even if you're not playing them and you see things falling apart on some people, is that kind of hard to kind of just ignore?
No, I think they see it. They know it. I mean, it also depends on who you are. If you look at those things, say in the NFC, and you say, Cam Newton's out. So not out, but, you know, he's struggling a little bit. He aggravated his foot in that game the other day. And you look at that and you can say, oh, okay, maybe the path for us to get to the Super Bowl is a little easier now because Carolina's having some problems. You know, New Orleans doesn't have Drew Brees. So, you know, the Giants are what they are. Washington's what they are. And then, you know, Philly, we're not sure. But, yeah, I think players notice that, and I think they realize that the path might be easier to get to. Now, if you're a veteran player like a Jason Witten or Sean Lee, on the back end of your career, you see, you know, Eli Manning get benched. Drew Brees get hurt, Roethlisberger, his career could be over. You might be looking at your own mortality in terms of playing in the NFL and saying, you know, this might be it for me. This might be my last year because all these other veterans are getting hurt. I'm healthy. Let me just get out of this game as healthy as I can. So I think it just depends on your perspective and where you are in your career.
Okay. Anything else, Paul?
No.
Good. All right, Calvin, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Calvin, what day off do you get next? Is it February, the day after the Super Bowl? Is there a day off as a beat writer for the Cowboys?
There's never a day off. Like today, this was technically a day off, but there was something going on. You know, Xavier Woods gets hurt. They had like five guys that worked out today. You know, Jerry talked in the radio. So there's always something going on. The only time you get a day off is when you go on vacation. Because that way you could say, I'm keeping my phone in the closet and shutting the door. And then I'm going to go to the Bahamas or somewhere or Jamaica or Cabo and just relax. But there's never an off day. Like, say they don't make the playoffs, right? And then the season's over. Now they're going to fire the coach.
Yep.
So you got to deal with that. And then say they did make the playoffs and they get to the divisional round and lose again, then you got to figure out, are they going to bring him back? You know, so there's always something going on with this team. And all the other teams are very similar, too.
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, I know the world revolves around the Cowboys. But at the same time, it's not easy to be a beat writer, whether you're covering a team like Miami that right now is obviously tanking, or a team that's just average to no good at all that's going to end up 5-11. They have the same type of pressures. It's just that when Jerry talks and he's more accessible than most owners, that obviously brings a little bit more to the table as well. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Calvin, appreciate your time. Calvin Watkins, great friend of the show from the Dallas Morning News with us.